with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful day.
亲爱的主，我们为一个美好的清晨来感谢你。
We ask your help as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，我们请求你的帮助。
Help us to understand.
帮助我们能明白。
And help us to apply it in our lives.
也帮助我们把所学到的应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Okay, we are starting in the New Testament.
我们现在开始讲新约了。
We spent some time on some background information.
我们花了一些时间讲新约背景。
I did not get all of it done, but decided to go ahead and move into the New Testament, and maybe I will go back and fill in some gaps later.
新约背景呢，我没讲完，但是我们就开始讲这些福音书了。有时间我会再把那些中间错过的补回去。
Let me begin with homework for next week.
我们来看下个星期的家庭作业。
The Gospel of Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels.
马可福音是四福音书中最短的那本。
It is addressed to a Roman audience.
它是写给罗马，受众是罗马人。
And they are very interested in power.
他们非常的对这个能力很有兴趣。
We will see today in Matthew that Matthew, who is writing to Jewish people, writes much about prophecy.
但是呢，马太福音呢，他的受众呢是犹太人，所以他写的很多是关于预言的。
Many times Matthew says, Jesus did this and that fulfilled what was written in the Old Testament.
马太福音中很多就写到说耶稣行了这事跟那事，就是对预言的一个应验了什么什么什么预言。
Mark is writing to Matthew is writing to an audience that wants to know, is Jesus the Messiah that was promised in the Old Testament?
马太福音他所面对的那个受众呢，收信的受众就是说，他们想要知道的问题是，耶稣是不是旧约预言中所说的弥赛亚
？Mark doesn't really care about that.
但是
I mean, his audience doesn't care.
但是马可福音的受众呢，他们并不在乎这个，并不是很对这个很在乎。
Roman readers do not care about the Old Testament prophecies.
这个罗马人呢，他们对于旧约的这个预言呢，并不是很在乎。
They want to know if this person is the son of God, where is his power?
他们想知道这个人是不是神的儿子，那他的能力大能在什么地方呢？
And so as you read the Gospel of Mark, make a list of all of the signs of his power.
所以当你读马可福音的时候，就列出来所有的这个展示显示耶稣能力的地方。
Ask yourself, if I was a Roman reader, what would I think about this?
你就问自己，如果我是当时的一个罗马人，我读到这些，我是怎么来看到这些他的能力，怎么想的？
Now today we are looking at Matthew.
今天我们要看的是马可福音，马太福音。
But before I go to Matthew, I want to give you a little bit of an introduction to the Gospels.
在我们讲解之前，我大家给大家一个很简短的对这个福音书卷的一个简介。
There are four Gospels.
有四福音书。
And I have put here that they are theological biographies.
我在这里我写到他们的文体是神学传记。
Let me explain what I mean.
我给你解释这个，我这个什么意思。
I love to read history and I love to read biographies.
我很喜欢读历史，也很喜欢读传记。
There are two very different ways to write a biography.
就是写人物传记有两种很不一样的方式。
I am looking at my bookshelf and I have a biography. I have two biographies of a music composer named Franz Liszt.
看看我的书架有两本传记都是写李斯特的。
One is a very complete three volume everything that happened in his life.
有一个呢是说一个三卷然后非常的完整就是把李斯特生活中所发生的方方所有的事情都记录了。
The other is just a short, small one volume about how he taught piano.
然后另外一本书呢，就是比较短也比较小的一本书，就是只是在讲他是如何来教学生钢琴的。
Now, here is why that's important for the Gospels.
对福音书卷来讲重要的是。
Both my three volume and my short one volume are both accurate and true.
就是就像我这个李斯特的作曲家李斯特的传记，不管是那个三大卷的这个传记，还是那一小卷的，
But they have different purposes.
但他们有不同的目的。
One tries to tell everything about the composer.
有一这个三卷呢，就是要告诉你这个作曲家生活中的每一件事情，他的整个生平。
The other looks at just one idea, one part of his life.
但是另外一本传记呢，只是集中在他生活中、他生命中的一部分。
The Gospels do not try to tell the whole story. They are not a complete biography.
然后福音书卷呢，它没有告诉你说整个的故事，它不是一个诠释很完整的一个传记。
They are select.
他们是有选择性的。
They have a theological purpose.
他们背后呢，都是有一个神学的一个目的。
In John chapter 20.
在约翰福音二十章这样写
John said Jesus did many other signs that are not written in this book
他说耶稣所行的事还有许多没有写在这本书上
But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God
但是呢写但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子
And that because you believe, you will have life in his name.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
John says, Jesus did many things that I didn't include here.
那个约翰就说，耶稣行了很多神迹，但是没有写在这里。
But I have chosen these for a purpose.
但是我写这些，记载这些是有一个目的。
Now we're going to look at the Gospels in two different ways.
我们看这个福音书卷有两种方式来看待。
The first three Gospels, the next slide, are called the Synoptic Gospels.
就是其中的头三卷福音书呢，他们被称为辅类福音或者是观看福音。
Synoptic means seen together.
那个共观福音，它的辅类福音这个意味着就是放在一起观看的意思。
They are looking at the same basic events.
他们所看到的都是基本上是同一个事件。
When you read them, you will read the same stories each time.
所以当你读这个辅类福音的时候，你每次就是在同因为他们记载了同一个事件，所以你在同时在读同一个事件。
For instance.
比如说。
About 94% of what is in the Gospel of Mark is also in Matthew or Luke.
马可福音中94%的内容也都出现在马太或者路加福音当中。
Those cover the same material.
他们的那个基本的资料是一样的。
The Gospel of John, however, was written much later.
但是约翰福音是比较后期写的，比较晚一些时候写的。
He already had copies, probably, of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那时候可能已经有这个马太、马可、路加福音的这些版本已经出来了。
And so he focuses on things that are not included in those Gospels.
所以约翰福音所关注的事情就是没有在这三本福音书里出现。
And so over 90% of the Gospel of John is material that is unique to him.
所以呢约翰福音中的90%他所用的这个讲的这个材料呢都跟前面三个不同都是他特有的。
When you read John, you see a much different perspective of Jesus' life.
所以当你读约翰福音的时候呢你看到的是耶稣生命的就是生活中的另外一个方面。
Again, both of these are true.
所有这些都是真实的。
But they focus on different emphases.
但是他们的着重点不同。
Next, this year is the 40th anniversary of Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
今年是我们教会的40年堂庆。
Imagine if you ask three or four different people to write a history of the church.
如果想象一下，你问请四个人去给教会的这四十年的历史写一个回忆录
，and all of them had the same information and it was true。
然后这四个人呢都有同样的信息，然后这些信息也都是真实的。
But they would not write word for word the same history。
但是这四个人如果写一个这个教会的这个记录回忆录的记事的话呢，肯定他们不是每个字都一样。
One of those four people might be very interested in church leadership。
其中的四个人有可能是对这个教会的这个带领这个领导，就是领导层很感兴趣。
And so if they wrote a 100-page history, most of it would be about the pastors and the elders and how the church operated the leadership.
他如果写个100页的这个教会历史的话，就是我们教会的这个回忆的话，可能他主要会集中在这个牧师啊，还有长老啊，还有这个牧会团，他们是怎么样来在教会里来运行的。
One of the four men might be a builder who loves buildings.
另外一个人呢，他可能是一个建筑商，他非常喜欢这个建筑。
And 90 pages out of his 100 might be about how the new building was built.
他可能集中100页里面90页都可能在写我们是如何建堂的。
If Brother Quincy wrote, there would be a large section about the kitchen and food and get-togethers.
然后如果是王庆弟兄他要来写这个回忆录，大概很大的一部分就会写这个厨房啊，然后这个大家彼此的交易啊，然后吃什么饭呢、啊、
I don't know if Brother Quincy is in our class today or not.
他应该不在 He's not. 但是我不知道王庆弟兄在不在我们课上。
But each person would have a different perspective on the very same events.
就是不同的人对同一个事件他们所的看他们的观点他们的角度都会非常不同。
So, let me give you an example.
让我给大家一个例子。
The story of Mary washing Jesus' feet.
比如说玛利亚洗耶稣的脚。
Maybe you can answer this real quick on the chat button is the easiest way to answer a question.
如果你想回答问题，你可以在我们那个对话那个 chat 上面写下来，那是最简单的。
The Gospels tell us that when Mary anointed Jesus' feet, that someone was very angry about that.
就是福音有记载说玛利亚当她洗耶稣脚的时候，那门徒中有些人对她就很生气。
Tell me real quickly on chat, who was it that was angry?
Was or wasn't angry? Was angry.
Was angry.
就是我写下来说谁是在那个对玛利亚不生气的，你可以在那个 chat 里边写一下。
Anyone have the answer?
有没有人写一下在 chat 里边，你可以打字或者already someone's write.A sister, 国佩 the pianist said Jesus.
Jesus was happy. I'm asking who was angry.
麦牧师说谁对那个玛利亚很生气，就是因为他骂他给耶稣上。Judas,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me see who else.
Okay, when you read the Gospel of John,
所以但是当你读约翰福音的时候
John is emphasizing that Judas had decided to betray Jesus and he is already pulling away and deciding to give up on Jesus.
约翰福音就记载到说犹大已经决定出卖耶稣，所以他已经在开始就是想着怎么样离开这个团体。
And so John tells us that Judas was very angry.
所以约翰就记载下来说犹大很生气。
Mark does not give details.
但是马可福音没有一些很细节的记述。
He writes a short story.
因为马可福音本身是一个比较简短的故事。
And so he just says some were angry.
所以马可福音只是说有门徒中有些人生气。
Matthew is very unique.
马太福音是很特别的，很独特的。
Matthew was a disciple.
马太呢，他本身就是门徒其中的一位。
And he wants to emphasize to a Jewish audience.
他想要强调的是对的这个犹太的受众。
That many people rejected Jesus and did not understand Jesus.
犹太的这个受众很多人是否认耶稣，也不了解耶稣。
And so when Matthew tells this story, he says the disciples were angry.
然后所以当马太福音记录这件事情的时候，他写的是说门徒们很生气。
All three gospels are telling the truth.
这三本福音讲的都是真实的。
Judas was angry.
犹大生气。
Some people were angry.
有些人门徒生气。
All the disciples were angry.
所有的门徒都生气。
One of the ways that is good to read the Gospels.
所以怎么样来很好的读这个福音书呢？
Is to read the same story each Gospel.
所以呢是把同样的故事在不同的福音书里所记载的同样的故事放在一起来读。
And compare what do they emphasize.
然后就比较一下说他们每本福音书所强调的是什么？
Very often that will help us to understand what is the important emphasis in the gospel.
所以呢，这样会帮助我们明白说每本福音书所强调的重点是什么。
If we had time, I would ask you to think about if you had been Jesus' follower for 3 years, what would you tell about when you wrote his story?
我如果有时间我会问大家，就是说如果你是耶稣的门徒已经跟随他三年，那你会怎么样来讲述这个耶稣的故事呢？
I am very interested in teaching and the preaching in the gospels.
我是很喜欢这个我本身呢我是对于来教导和来分享教导福音很感兴趣。
And soI like Matthew because it gives us so much of his teaching.
我很喜欢马太福音，因为马太福音记载了耶稣很多的教导。
Yes, I'm ready for slide 6.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
If you'd like to know many details about what you read, if you are a person who looks for every detail, you will enjoy the Gospel of Luke.
如果你是很喜欢细节的，那你肯定会喜欢路加福音。
If you like...The theology, who was Jesus? You will like the Gospel of John.
如果你喜欢神学，你在想说知道说耶稣是谁，那你会喜欢这个约翰福音。
And if you are a person who likes a quick, short survey, you don't want a lot of sermons in detail, you should start by reading the Gospel of Mark.
如果你是喜欢那种短的这种就是这种调查的不喜欢这种很长的东西那马可福音是个很好的开始。
Each of the Gospels has a different emphasis.
每一本福音书都有个不同的侧重点。
Now today I want to look a bit at the Gospel of Matthew.
今天我们要看的是马太福音。
Slide 7 I have put Matthew is the Gospel of the King.
我在这个幻灯片上写上说马太福音是君王的福音。
It is in Matthew that tells us about Herod, who is threatened by this king.
然后马太福音里告诉我们说希律王他觉得被这个新的降生的王感觉受到威胁。
When the Magi tell him and the Jewish leaders that there is a king born, the king of the Jews,
当那个东方人来到这个耶路撒冷告诉他希律王跟他的大臣们说有一个生下来做犹太人之王的出生了。然后他就感觉被威胁了。
I think I told you before when I gave you some background that Herod the Great had his own sons killed when they became old enough that he was afraid that they would be a rival.
然后我在讲新约背景时候我提到过就是希律王呢他甚至等他的儿子们成年之后杀了他自己的几个儿子因为他怕这些儿子会篡他的位。
That is a, Jesus is a threat, a different king.
所以呢耶稣 对他来讲是一个是个威胁，因为说是一个不同的王。
And so Matthew tells us that story. He is the only gospel who tells us about Herod threatening killing the babies and Jesus going to Egypt.
他是在这四福音中书中唯一的提到说这个希律王杀婴孩，然后耶稣逃到了埃及。
Matthew is the only gospel that tells us about the wise men, the magi, visiting this king and bringing gifts.
然后马太福音呢也是唯一的讲到了这个博士来朝见耶稣，然后带来了礼物。
When you read through the Gospel of Matthew over and over and over, you read the phrase, the kingdom of heaven.
然后当你读马太福音，你会不断的读到说，提到说天国。
The whole Sermon on the Mount tells us how to live in the kingdom of heaven.
然后整个这个登山宝训就是告诉我们如何就是在这个天国里生活。
When you read the Sermon on the Mount,
当你读这个登山宝训的时候，
it is very uncomfortable.
其实读的是让你会读得很不舒服。
Tells us that when someone strikes you, you should turn the other cheek.
他告诉你说，如果有人打你的左脸，你要把右脸也给他。
It tells us it's not enough to not murder your brother. You must not be angry with them without a cause.
就是说，另外一个就是说，你不是说对你不去凶杀你的杀人杀你的弟兄就好像就没事了，而是你如果没有原因对他们生气也是不行的。
It says to us that you must love your enemies and pray for them.
然后也告诉我们说你要爱你的仇敌，为他们祷告。
I was teaching in China.
当我在中国教课的时候
about the Sermon on the Mount.
是讲到这个马太福音，这个三上宝训。
And at the end of class, someone came up to me.
然后在课结束的时候，有人就是过来。
And they said, that is very nice teaching.
就说你这个课讲得很好。
But it won't work in China.
但是呢在中国是行不通的。
People will take advantage of you.
人们就会欺负你利用你。
I said, let me give you good news.
然后我就告诉他说让我给你个好消息。
It won't work in America either.
在美国这个也是行不通的。
Because the Sermon on the Mount is not about the kingdom of China or the kingdom of America.
因为这个山上宝训不是在于在讲说中国或者美国。
It is about the kingdom of heaven.
它描讲述的是天国。
This is the gospel of the king.
这个是君王的福音。
It is teaching us how to live in his kingdom.
这是教导我们如何在他的国度里生活。
Now right now you might be saying, I am very relieved.
然后你就现在说，哦，我可以放松一下了。
I don't have to follow this until I get to heaven.
直到上天堂之前，我都不用，就是去遵行这个。
So let me make sure you understand something.
让我确定你真的是了解。
Matthew teaches that the kingdom of heaven starts now.
马太福音教导我们说，天国是从现在就开始的。
The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is everywhere that he has authority.
天国和神的国就是只要神在那个地方掌权，那就是。
And so that means as Christians, we will never fit completely in our world.
所以就是意味着作为基督徒，我们不是说完全的就是能够跟这个世界相契合。
Because...We are foreigners.
因为我们在这里不过是像是寄居的外国人一样。
We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
我们是天国的公民。
And we are living in this world as aliens.
我们在这个世界上生活不过是像寄居是客旅。
But, and here is where it is difficult.
但是这个地方就比较困难。
We must follow the law.Of our home country, heaven.
但是我们在这里虽然在寄居的，但是我们却要遵行我们的那个祖国，就是我们天国的这个法律。
And so Jesus said,
所以耶稣说
If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
如果有人强迫你走一里路，你就去跟他同陪他走两里路。
Jesus is talking to people, Jewish people who are under the control, the thumb of Rome.
那个耶稣所对的讲的这些他的观众呢，就是是那些在罗马人统治之下的犹太人。
A Roman soldier could grab any Jewish person from the street and say, "You must carry my bag for 1 mile."
然后一个罗马人可以在犹太在街道上抓任何一个犹太人，就说你要帮我背这个包，要走背一里路。
That was the kingdom of Rome.
那个就是罗马帝国。
And so a Jewish person would carry the bag for exactly 1 mile.
所以这个犹太人呢就得。帮这个人呢背他的东背他的包或者行李整整走一里路。
And then they would drop it and say, I'm done.
然后他就把这个行李放在地上说我做完了。
And in the kingdom of Rome, that soldier could not force them to go one more step.
但是呢这个在罗马帝国呢那个士兵呢他就不能说再强迫这个犹太人再多走一步。
Jesus said, but in the kingdom of heaven,
但是耶稣说在天国里
At the end of 1 mile,
在这个走完一里路之后
you say, I will go a second mile.
你说我再陪你走一里，我再帮你背包走一里路。
Why?
为什么？
Because the kingdom of heaven has a different law.
因为天国有一个不同的法律。
The kingdom of heaven has the law of love.
因为天国的律法就是爱。
Loving Your enemy.
就是爱你的仇敌。
And so the Christian was to at the end of a mile say, I will voluntarily go 1 more mile.
所以呢基督徒会在走完一里路之后呢会说我再甘愿为你再走一里路。
Why?
为什么?
Because you are my enemy.
因为你是我的敌人。
And my king says that I must show love to my enemy.
然后我的国王，我的君王说，我必须要爱我的仇敌。
The kingdom of heaven was very uncomfortable.
天国是让人很不舒服的。
It required them to do things that go against our human nature.
他所要求我们做的事情是和我们的人性跟我们的天性相违背的。
And let me say that the kingdom of heaven today is uncomfortable.
让我来讲，就是在今天，这个天国也是让我们不舒服的。
It requires us to do things that are not our human nature.
它会要求我们去做不符合我们天然本性的事情。
Why? Because we are citizens of God's kingdom.
为什么？因为我们是天国，是神的国度的。
And so in this gospel,
所以在马太福音,
Matthew is showing that Jesus is the king of the Jews, but he's also the king of all nations.
然后马太向我们展示耶稣是犹太人也是万国的君王。
He has come to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah.
他来是为了应验旧约展示他是弥赛亚。
And to set up a new kingdom.
去建立一个新的国度。
It is a kingdom where I am not number one.
这个国度里面就是说我不是头号人物。
A kingdom where I do not look out for my own rights.
在这个国度里我不是说要去寻求我自己的权益。
But I say God.
然后我就说神啊你在掌权。
And so I will let you decide.What is best?
所以我就让你来决定到底什么是最好的。
Now I don't need to become angry and get even with my brother who wrongs me.
我这样我就不会像那些亏待我的弟兄说对他很生气也要跟他扯平。
I leave that up to God to decide.
我把那个放在神的手里让他来决定。
I don't have to satisfy my own lust.
我不需要满足自己的私欲。
I live in God's plan.
我活在神的计划当中。
I don't have to say, I'm tired of my wife, I'll find a better one.
你不会去说，我这个太太真是让我厌倦了，我要再找另外一个太太。
I follow his plan.
我跟随神的旨意，神的计划。
The next one he says, I don't have to be pushed into keeping my word. I willingly keep my promises.
我不是说被迫要遵守我的那个诺言和承诺，我心甘情愿的去实行我所承诺的。
I don't have to get even with those who wrong me. I leave that to God.
我不需要说要去就是要去扯跟那些委亏待我的人跟他报复他扯平，我把这个放在神的手里。
I don't have to punish my enemies. I leave them to God.
我并不需要惩罚我的敌人，我把这个放在神的手里。
Now, all of that seems very different than our world.
这跟好像我们现在的世界看起来很不一样。
We go to the next chapter of the sermon.
我们走到登山宝训下边的所描述的。
When I give to people who need help, I don't have to get attention and people to say, oh, look how wonderful he is.
当你去帮助别人的时候，并不是说让大家都注意到你说，哦，你看他多棒啊，去帮助有需要的人。
When I pray, I don't need people to say, oh, what a wonderful prayer he is.
然后当你祷告的时候，不是要让别人都称赞你说他祷告的真好。
When I fast, I don't need people to see how hungry and sad I look, so they'll say, oh, how spiritual he must be. What a wonderful Christian.
当我进食的时候，不是让别人看起来我有多饿，多疲倦，然后别人会说，哎呀，你看他是一个多属灵的基督徒，这样的认真的进食祷告。
In the kingdom of heaven, I don't have to worry about making sure that I take care of myself.
在天国里边，我不需要说，确定说我一定要保护好我自己。
Chapter 7, in the kingdom of heaven, I don't have to judge other people, I just take care of me, I don't criticize them.
在马太福音第七章天国的这个篇章里面讲到说，我不需要去评判别人，我管好我就是我自己，就是注意我自己就好了。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
我想让大家明白的是，
All of this sermon goes against the way our world is used to living.
这个所有的这些讲章都跟我们所生活的世界所教导的所流行的是相违背的。
I went through and I just gave you the headlines of each section of the sermon.
我刚刚给你讲的其实都是这个登山宝训里边的这些小标题。
And probably at least once you thought, that won't work.
然后起码其中有一条你会觉得说这怎么行不通的。
That isn't practical.
那个一点都不实际。
You are right.
你没错。
In our world, this is opposite to the way our political leaders lead.
然后这个在我们的世界中，这些跟我们的政治领袖跟这个政治所谓的精英，这些都是想讲所教导的都是相反的。
It is opposite to way even many church leaders lead.
甚至跟很多的这个教会的领袖所讲他们的教导也是相违背的。
Very few parents.
也很少的父母。
Either American or Chinese.
不管你是中国的父母还是美国的父母。
Say to their children.
会对他们的孩子说。
You don't need to worry about saving up money and taking care of yourself.
你不需要担心去存钱然后照料好你自己。
You find out what God wants and you do that in your life.
你发现神，找到神对你生命的旨意，你就去那样去做。
And everything else he will take care of.
然后别的事情神都会照顾。
And some of you are thinking, that won't work.
然后你心中可能有些人在想，那行不通的。
My children will be poor.
我的孩子会很穷。
But here's what I want you to see.
我想让你知道的是。
The very first word of Jesus' sermon.
主耶稣的讲到的头几个字就是，头一句话就是。
Is the word blessed.
他的这个词就是有福了。
It means happy.
这个有福的意思就是高兴、快乐、幸福的意思。
The very first word.
那是主耶稣这个登山宝训的第一个字。
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
if you will live the way I'm going to show you in this sermon,
如果你们照着我的这个在这个讲章里所讲的来生活,
you will be blessed, you will be happy.
你就是有福的,你就会幸福快乐。
You say, but wait a minute, that doesn't work.
然后你说等一下,好像这个行不通的。
So let me go back through and ask you.
然后让我再回去问你。
It is good that we are on Zoom, so you don't have to answer in front of anyone.
很好,我们是在线上这样聚会,所以你不需要当着大家的面来回答。
But let me ask you to think of what I had said.
想一想我刚才所说的。
If you did not have to be angry and punish your brother who does wrong, would you be happier?
你如果不会对那个做错事的这个弟兄生气，甚至去惩罚他们，你是不是会更高兴呢？更幸福呢？当然了。
I have never known an angry, bitter person who was the happiest person I knew.
我从来没有见过一个很生气、很苦读的人，却是我见过的最快乐、最幸福的人。
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
Live in my kingdom.
你在我的国度里边
choose to give up your bitterness and anger,
要选择放掉你的这个苦毒 和愤怒
and you will be happier.
你这样你也会快乐你也会喜乐很多
If you were not prisoner to lustful desires,
如果你不是你各种这个私欲的奴仆
always looking for someone who looks a little prettier than yourself,
在你的思想里去总是要去看那个更漂亮的这个女生
hiding your sin
然后把你的罪隐藏起来
would you be happier
那你会不会更快乐更幸福呢
of course
当然
every time we do something shameful it adds to our sorrow and our sadness
每次当我们做那个就是那个羞耻的事情的时候我们里边的这种愧疚感这种羞耻还有和难过就会加重一分
If you were completely honest
如果你是一个完全诚实的人
You never had to remember which lie did I tell so I can make sure I tell it the same the next time
你就不用说总是去想着我刚开始那件事儿我那个是怎么说的谎话呢那我就得把它记清楚在以后讲的时候这件事儿前后一致继续讲。
If you never had to remember which income did I hide from my tax form,
如果你不需要去记得说我在报税的时候我有什么收入我是把它没报的。
Would life be happier?
你的生活是不是会幸福很多呢
Of course.
当然。
Jesus says, live this way and you'll be happier.
主耶稣就说你要按这种方式生活你会幸福很多。
Imagine that you could walk into church.
想象一下你可以进到教会里。
And see your enemy who has done wrong to you.
就是看看那个曾经就是欺负你亏待你的仇敌。
And say,
然后可以说
I have chosen to forgive them.
我选择真的去饶恕他们。
I don't have to make sure they know how angry I am.
我不需要让他们知道说我对他们有多生气。
I don't have to get even.
我不需要扯平。
I love them.
我爱他们。
Would you be happier?
你那样会不会会幸福呢?
Absolutely.
肯定会的。
Because it is hard work to remember to keep punishing that person.
因为呢你要记住要去惩罚要报复那个人那个是一个很艰难的工作你总得记得。
If when you gave to the poor, when you prayed, when you fasted, if all that mattered was, I'm doing it for God.
如果在你进食在你施舍给穷人在你祷告的时候对你唯一的重要就是说我做这些是为了神做的。
And you never had to ask, did they appreciate that enough?
你就永远也不会去问说哎，他们是不是感激我所做的呢
Did I get enough honor?
我有没有得到足够的这个赞扬呢
Do you see how happy your life would be?
你能想象一下这样的生活该有多幸福呢
You see, Jesus, this sermon is very, very practical.
其实这个登山宝训是非常实际的。
Because Jesus says you have two choices.
因为主耶稣说你有两种选择。
You can live by the system of this world.
你可以按照这个世界的系统体制来生活。
Trying to please myself.
就想要说让自己喜悦，让自己高兴。
Trying to impress other people.
就是让别人好像高看你，你对你印象深刻。
Trying to make sure the whole world works the way I want it to work.
或者说让你整个世界都按照你所期待的方式来运行，来工作。
And you will be miserable.
那样的话你会过得很难受。
Saturday, I made a mistake.
星期六的时候我犯了一个错。
I went on Facebook.
哦，我就上到脸书上了。
I try not to go on Facebook.
我本来说就努力说试着不要上去看看。
I went on Facebook and someone had written something very rude and unkind to a friend of mine.
然后呢我上到脸书上就发现有个人对我的朋友一个位朋友写的这个话呢又粗鲁又很非常的没有恩慈。
And it made me very upset.
让我很不舒服很不高兴。
They shouldn't do that.
他们不应该这样做。
And I began to write an answer.
然后我就开始回复他们。
It was a good answer.
然后那个我写的也很好。
It told them they were wrong.
然后就告诉他们他们错了。
And then I remembered that today I'm going to teach about the Sermon on the Mount.
然后我就想起来我今天要讲这个登山宝训。
And I remembered that I will be happier.If I let God take care of those things.
然后我就想到说我如果让神来处理这些事情那我自己会高兴幸福很多。
And so I deleted my answer.
所以我就把我的那个回复给删掉了。
And suddenly I found I was happier.
突然呢我就感觉到我比较高兴了。
Because I was able to say, God, this is your problem, not my problem.
然后我就可以说神啊这是你的问题不是我的问题。
The Sermon on the Mount is very practical.
所以登山宝训呢是非常实际的。
This is how to live in God's kingdom.
这是我们在神的国度里应该如何去生活。
Now I have spent most of our time only on the first sermon.
所以呢我花了很多时间只是讲了登山宝训的头一个部分。
Because I want to give you a picture of how to read the sermons.
所以因为我想给你们一个如何来读这个登山宝训的这样一个概念。
Don't read them as something just for the disciples a long time ago.
不要把它就说这个登山宝训只是说给很久以前的门徒们的。
Don't read them just for other people.
不是说这些登山宝训只是给别人的。
They are for every one of us who live as members of God's kingdom.
我们所有在神作为神国子民的，这都是给我们每个人写的。
But they guide us.
登山宝训引导我们。
To have what Jesus says is a blessed and happy life in His kingdom.
就是说，在他的国度里，如何有一个有福的一个幸福的快乐的生活。
I've given you a list of the five main sermons in this book.
然后我跟你讲了马太福音中这五个主要的讲章。
The next one is when Jesus sends his disciples out to teach.
讲章二就是耶稣差遣十二个门徒出去教导。
But it is also a sermon for us how we are to represent the kingdom in our world.
这对我们也是教导我们如何在这个世界上作为神的代表来生活。
It's a very important sermon.
那是一个很重要的一个讲道讲章。
Because it says you should expect to be persecuted.
然后在这个里面他也说你要就是如果被逼迫你也要就是那个你要期待就是等着要被逼迫要有这个概念。
I'm you out like sheep.In the midst of wolves.
因为耶稣说我把你们送出去好像羊在狼群中。
Now I think everybody in this class is smart.
我想在我们班上的每个人都很聪明。
And you know what happens to sheep that end up in the middle of wolves.
你能想象说在一群狼中间的羊对这个羊会发生什么事情？
They get hurt.
他们肯定会受到伤害。
And as Christians, we must not expect the world around us to treat us as heroes.
作为基督徒，我们不能说期待我们周围的世界对待我们好像像对待英雄那样。
They will persecute you if you are faithful to God.
如果你对神忠心，他你会受到逼迫。
Some of your own family will not understand you if you follow God's law.
如果你跟随神的律法，你的有些你的家里的人都不了解，都不明白你为什么这样做。
Jesus says, "Don't be surprised."
耶稣说不要吃惊。
The disciple is not higher than his teacher.
学生不能高过先生。
And so Jesus says,They persecute me, of course, they will persecute you.
然后耶稣说他们逼迫我。